Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my gosh, we're here. We're here. And I think y'all can hear me. And do you know how much of a miracle that is?
Wait.
My word. Man, this really, you know, I hope this isn't blasphemous, but this is really an act of God that you guys can hear me out there today. So, we're going to see if we can get the link posted, and anybody that wants to start posting the link to all of the groups and my Facebook page, feel free to help out. It's difficult for me to do while I'm running the show, so that way more people will know it is working, and they can come listen if they want to. Otherwise, there will be a recorded version after this, but that's not one of the favorite ways to listen to it. It's a stopgap way if you have to. So, you know, this is cool. It's actually working again. We are still going to move to a new platform because Blog Talk is not reliable. So after I said that, we'll see if any of them are listening and if I still stay viable.
Sure.
Boy, I tell you, they slit their own throats, and they're going to find out about it because it's just not acceptable. You don't pay $40 a month for this kind of garbage. Anyway, let's go. Three Dog Night. And I know, if Shauna was my mama, I should have listened to her, but I didn't. And sometimes that's good, but this is Three Dog Night, and they're going to do Mama Told Me Not to Come. Pretty weird ending, but that's okay. I've known this song from way back.
Yeah,
it's a way back machine to get back that far. Three Dog Night's always been good. Three Dog Night in Chicago, and you know, there are just some of those older big bands like that. Manfred Mann, I mean, you know, yeah, they're just great. They're just great. So this is wonderful. I'm so glad this is working. You guys don't know how happy I am that this is functioning right now. The only downside is that it's not the TCB network.
Mm.
You know, so that's kind of a bummer. But, you know, we're going to take care of that. We're going to take care of that. So know that it's going to be okay. I'm going to play an old one by Elvis now. And I am turning up the volume on all these because it seems like they have screwed up the volume. But, you know, what's Blog Talk without something not working right?
Yes.
Anyway, this one is from 1964. Mm-hmm. And it's called Blue River.
Blue River, it can be found on any map that I know. But it's a place where lonely lovers all go to cry their tears. Blue River, it winds along a path of heartache and pain. I've broken dreams of loving someone in vain, the way that I love you. And baby, I still do.
One
I held you so tight. You were out of my sight. I'm feeling so low. But I gotta go, Blue River. Because you never really cared about me. From now on, baby, that's where I'm gonna be. Crying over you. By the River of Blue. I'm feeling so low. Well, I gotta go, Blue River. Because you never really cared about me. From now on, baby, that's where I'm gonna be. Right over you. By the River of Blue. I'm feeling so low. Well, I gotta go, Blue River. Because you never really cared about me. From now on, baby, that's where I'm gonna be. Right over you. By the River of Blue.
Ooh, yeah. Jump right in there with a seldom heard Elvis song. And that is from one of the movies that came out of Double Trouble. So that's probably why you haven't heard. Well, no, that wouldn't be why, because we've heard of a lot of his good movie songs, and that one they just don't play. And that's the whole point of playing seldom heard Elvis music, is because they don't play it. So we played it. We're going to jump right in there and do her upright as long as we can. So I am going to play, with that in mind, one of John's requests. He sent me three songs, and I have to let you know, John, that those three songs didn't get in there because I actually held out a 98% chance that this wasn't going to work today. So I didn't put those last three songs in there. I apologize, sweetie. I'll put them in for Saturday, and send me more if you want. Let's make Saturday's show bang up. And then we'll cross our fingers for it, too. Anyway, this is Dina Charles, and she's doing I Love to Love.
I love to love.
All right. That's one that nobody has ever heard, too, because who has heard of Tina Charles, right? But leave it up to John. He finds them.
I've only ever heard her sing that song. I've never heard her sing any others.
I've never heard that one.
Oh, well, one up to me.
So, sure. Hey, I'm glad somebody has heard it, you know, and John's real good at finding those that I've never heard before, and I like it.
Yeah. What's a good song?
It's an experience, you know, wondering what he's going to come up with. And he comes up with some of the songs that I know very, very well from when I was younger. And that's fantastic. But he very often comes up with songs that I haven't heard.
That's great.
And I love that. I think that's fantastic. I think that's just great. So I do have quite a few songs in here, and I've got like 2 hours worth of songs, and I only booked it for an hour and a half because I thought, you know, this isn't going to fly. Thank you, God, I was wrong. I love it. It's nice to be wrong sometimes, you know what? It really is. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. All right, I'm going to play. It's something I like. You know, I like Bob Seger. I don't know if you guys like Bob Seger or know about Bob Seger or whatever. I like Bob Seger. And I have a friend that does listen to the show at times. He likes Bob Seger. I don't know if he's listening today after all of the trouble and maybe not. I didn't tell him it was going to be on, so probably not. And that's fine, too. You know, that's okay. He is able to find it if he's a big boy. I don't have to babysit him. Anyway, I am going to play Bob Seger.
Okay.
And he's going to do a song called Against the Wind.
Seems like yesterday. There in the darkness with the radio playing low, and the secrets that we share, the mountains that we move, caught like a wildfire out of control, till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove. Against the wind, I found guidelines and commitment. What to leave in, what to leave out. Against the wind, I'm still running against the wind. I'm older now, but still running against.
Genres, not styles, than you would think. Bob Seger actually does slow love songs. Maybe I'll play one of those a little later because that really shocked me. But you know,
mm-hmm.
It's good that he does more than he can't. Well, I suppose he could have. I was going to say he couldn't make a career on just one genre of song. He probably could have, but. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't have been nearly as interesting because now he surprises people by having the different genres of songs. And I was surprised by how many there were. And the dude is still rocking. My gosh. He's up on stage. I don't know how old he is. I know he's older than me, which is ancient. But anyway. I know. Nobody believes that. Okay. That's good. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Can hear you, Susan.
Especially if you see a picture of me.
Can you? Actually, I didn't say anything wrong then, isn't it?
I'm, you know what? I know pride is a sin, and I shouldn't, but I'm kind of proud that I look as young as I do. I think it's kind of cool. My mama gave me good genes. Well, no, actually, God gave me the good genes, and mama just passed them along.
It's great.
I'm constantly surprising people and I love it because, you know, if somebody asks me how old I am, I don't lie about my age. There's no sense. There's really no sense. It is what it is. I can't change it just by lying about it. So what the hey. All right. Time for another Elvis song. And this one I played a couple of weeks ago, I think.
Yeah,
I think. I'm not even really sure anymore after this last few days. But it's, I like it. You know, I like it. So I'm going to play it. If I already played it, I'm playing it again. If I haven't already played it, I'm playing it. This is Elvis in 1966 at Rock a Place in Hollywood. You know, he kind of stationed out there in the big sea while he was doing his movies and things. Well, and this one is called If I Loved You. And I love this song. He does it so sweet. So, you know, if you need to cry, go ahead. I hope you have Kleenexes handy because there's a couple of those in today's show. But have it.
Words wouldn't come in an easy way. Round in circles I'd go.
that you love. Oh, I love you.
I'll do it for you, girls. That's one of those songs that it's okay in this instance to be unsure or to make the girl think she's unsure if that's the song that does it, because that's beautiful. That is really sweet. I love that song. Mm. If you didn't already know that, I love that song.
We do now.
Yeah. And you don't hear it. You do not hear it. But it is a home recording, and that's probably why. You know, but for a change, when they recorded it, you could hear him singing. And I thought that was great. I don't know what they did, but they should have done it more often. Too late now. We'll take whatever we can get. We don't care. We want them all. So that's great. And I've got another Elvis song.
Cool. Lovely.
And this is another one that I just, oh my gosh, I love this song. And it's called If I Were You.
There they are, rolling taxi. You don't take much to get these guys going, boy, I think.
Oh, you got this hand.
Hey, and I'm they gone, man. What you call sitting on ready? Just give them a wheel and they gone, man. Da 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 da. The Sandman comes to my house late each night, but it's way in the morning before he turns out my light. It's times like this, my darling, I can see. Ooh, if I were you, I know that I love me. The great snowman I've been called by all, but it looks like this time I'm gonna fall. It's times like this, my darling, I can see. If I were you, I'd know that I love me. Wind and rain and storm closing in on me. I've walked the streets alone in my self-sympathy. Can you hear me sing? If I were you, I know that I'd love me. Wind and rain and storm closing in. I've walked the streets alone with my self-sympathy. Can you hear me sing, hopefully? If I were you, I know that I love me. Ooh, if I were you, I know that I love me.
Now that is nice. Love
it. Great. Beautiful.
Yes.
Again.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Well, you can listen to the recorded show later, honey. That is such a nice song. I like it. I'm going to do another one that it came out of a movie. But you know what? It's such a fun song. It really is. I'm going to play it. And keep in mind that it is pulled from the scene in the movie that it takes place in. So there's a lot of extra gobbledygook going on at the beginning. But have fun, because this is awesome. It's called Dirty, Dirty Feeling.
Oh, yeah. Love this one.
Yeah.
I got a dirty, dirty feeling. Dirty feeling going on. I got a dirty, dirty feeling. Dirty feeling going on. You know I almost hit the ceiling. When I woke up and you were gone, I took you in when you were hungry. And now you're cutting out on me. I'm gonna help you, little darling. That ain't the way it's gonna be. I hear you pretty good. When I drag you home with me, girl, I'm gonna chain you to the wall. You know I'm looking for you, baby. I ain't gonna take you laying down. I heard that you were cooking, baby, way on the other side of town. I got a dirty, dirty feeling. Dirty feeling going on. You know I almost hit the ceiling when I woke up and you were gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
You liked it,
I'll take that dirty, dirty feeling. I can handle that.
Yeah, so could I.
I'd like to try anyway. Yeah,
me.
All right. That would be a nice experiment. Let's get some science working here. Oh, Jennifer, you bad girl. But you know what? I like it. Oh yeah, it's great.
You're naughty, but you know it.
I'm looking for a particular song that's not where I thought it would be.
Oh
surprise, surprise. Mm-hmm. But it's so awesome. And it's it's not, maybe it's down there. It's by Muddy Waters. And I had a choice. There were a lot of people that actually did this song, and it really surprised me. I want to see if I can find it, because it is, there it is, all right. I put the in front of the title. That's stupid, Jenny, don't do that. But I did it. You're stupid, Jenny, don't do that. Muddy Waters, and this is so good. This is so, and there's two different styles. There's Muddy Waters style, which I'm sure y'all know about. And then there was Tony Coleman style. Now, Tony Coleman is a drummer.
Yeah.
So his style is more rock and roll, mainline. Muddy Waters puts a blues twist on this song. So I chose Muddy Waters' version because I love the blues. It's fantastic. And this is called The Blues Had a Baby and Called It Rock and Roll. So that gives you a hint. Let's go with this one. So much a part of me that if I don't do this, I go nuts. It just drives me bonkers. that's why I decided to go ahead and try today's show, and I am glad I did. This is great. My only regret is I didn't go ahead and try it for 2 hours, but, you know, there was a really, really big chance it wasn't going to work at all. So I am so thankful. Thank you, Lord, so much that this, I don't know if God had a hand in this or not, but if he did, I thank him, because this is so much better, so much better. And everybody's going to be happy if it keeps working. See, that's the question. That's the question. This weekend, since we are moving to a new platform, I am going to do Saturdays and Sunday shows here on my network, since I know it's functioning. And last time TCB was used, it was not functioning. Maybe Shauna will be brave enough to get in and see if it works tomorrow night for a rock show or something. And then if so, I'll do it on TCB. But barring that, I'll do it here.
Okay.
And then watch, none of it'll work again. Oh God, Jenny. Knock on wood. Don't say that. Ooh, bad, bad, bad. Cross, delete, cross out, black, no, bad. Oh, police your tongue before you let it fall out, Jenny. Another Elvis song. Why not, right?
Yes, why not?
Right.
Yes. Dear Susan, hey, you got back and I can hear you. Fantastic. Hey, you know, that's always iffy because I can see Susan on my board when she's here, but I can't always hear her. Yeah. So, yeah, it's great when we can actually hear you. Wow. That's like put a red letter day on
it's
the calendar.
Weird.
Yeah. We like
on
it, though.
And off when it wants to.
Exactly. But we like
doesn't
the weird
it?
That lets you be heard. You know, that's awesome. That's cool. That weird mm-hmm. is allowed anytime. No problem. Even
yeah.
in mixed company.
Yeah. Oh,
oh
word.
My word. I just... You know, it doesn't matter if it's mixed company or not. If it wants to fall out of my mouth, it falls out of my mouth. And if you don't like it, you probably have to leave it for a while.
I'll keep going. Hello. Yay. Hello.
There we
hear
go.
Me.
All right.
Nothing.
Keep going. I
nothing.
Like that.
Then all
I like
of a sudden
that.
You say you can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you. That is awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
That's good.
Okay, so... that Elvis did, and we don't hear it very often. I've only heard it once, twice before.
Mm.
I heard it when John originally gave it to me.
Yeah.
Then
yep.
I heard it first time I played it. So now I'm running for number three, folks, because it's still a seldom heard song. And I had it, so I'm going to play it. It's called The Fool in Love.
Together,
know that there are better recordings of that, and I had heard it before, just not this particular recording of it. But we're going for seldom heard, and this particular recording is seldom heard, and you know why. But that's all right. We don't care about that. All we care about is that we haven't heard this recording very often. So we're batting 1,000, maybe 10,000. Let's bat for 10,000. You know, because he was born 1,000 years ago. You know. Oh my gosh, I have no idea where that came from, and I am not going to explore it. So I have one here that he did in, Elvis did this in 1955. And I have a couple of complete lists of every song Elvis recorded from 1956 to 1977. And then I have another list that's every song Elvis recorded. I use that one more. And this was on that list, that complete list. Yeah. And it's from 1955. Mm-hmm. It's labeled as rare. Mm-hmm. And I know I had never heard this one before, and I like it. It's fun. Well, Elvis in 1955 was fun. I wasn't even 2 years old yet, but so it was quite a bit later that I heard it, like last month. Yeah, anyway, this is called Good Rockin' Tonight.
Well, I heard the news. Well, good rockin' tonight. Oh, rock, man, rock. Well, I heard the news. There's a good rockin' tonight. I'm gonna hold my baby as tight as I can around tonight. She'll know I'm a mighty, mighty man. I heard the news. There's a good rockin' tonight. I'm gonna hold my baby as tight as I can around tonight. She'll know I'm a mighty, mighty man. I heard the news. There's a good rockin' tonight. I say, meet me in a hurry behind the barn. Don't you be afraid that I'll do you no harm. I want you to bring along my rocking shoes, cause tonight I'm gonna rock away all of my blues. If I heard the news, that'd be good to rock in the I want you to bring along my rocking shoes, cause tonight I'm gonna rock away all of my blues. If I heard the news, that'd be good to rock in the night. Play it again.
He truly was one of a kind, and I don't think they'll ever.
Awesome, 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 awesome. Yes. And I have it on good authority. My authority is John. You know, he's got the skinny on all this stuff, you know. And he said that that particular recording was actually 1957 and maybe into the 60s. So it was not as early as it has been labeled to be. And that's all right. Maybe it was the original actual recording, first recording that was done in 55. I don't know, or 54. But this one was a little bit later. And that's okay. It's still good. It doesn't matter. It's still good. It was still live. It was still rare. And we still love it. That's what matters. Right?
True.
Yeah. All right. I have
back.
A really cool.
You're
huh?
back.
Yep. Yep.
I'm back. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
And we're playing the goodies today, kids. We've got some awesome music, and I'm really having fun. So I am going now for a song that John gave me for last Saturday when it didn't work. And this is, hey, you'll all identify with this, right? That fake picture of Elvis working in the chip shop.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
This is a song by Kirstie McCall, and she's singing, "There's a guy works down the chip shop, swears he's Elvis. And he's a liar." I've had it since last week, and I actually got a chance to play it. There we go. All right. Man, I'm going to do one that is a very song, and it surprised me when I heard Elvis do it, but it is so awesome. It's so awesome. From live show in Tucson, June 1st, 1976. Danny Boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, you asked for a song earlier that just came out of the new album that I did, but The Last Farewell. Boy, I wish I knew it. Oh, Danny boy, The vibes are fine. Is Danny Boy in an album? Huh? All right. I haven't heard it. Oh. What key are you in? Oh, Danny Boy. The pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summers are gone and all the roses dying. Tis you must go and I must ride, but come me back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley is hushed and white with snow.
Group.
Can I be here in sunshine or in shadow? Oh, Danny Boy. Oh, Danny Boy.
Second verse, the same thing.
But if he comes and all the flowers are dying and I am dead, as dead I will maybe. You come and find the place where I am lying and kneel and say an Ave for me. And I soft, you tread above me, and then my grave will richer, sweeter be. And I shall rest in peace until you come to me. Danny Boy, I love you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that is so sweet. And he can sing it. You know, that's a hard song to sing, and not everybody can do so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and he had just learned it very shortly before that, I believe. So, oh yeah, fantastic, absolutely fantastic. Yes. So we've got more coming up, honey. We've only got 26 more minutes, but we're going to play a whole lot more music. So that's where we're sitting with that. I have one that's one of my favorites, and I have loved it since the 60s when it came out. So we're going to do that. It's the Hollies, and they're going to sing Bus Stop. On that corner, they went a block up where it wasn't on as much of a trafficked street. But I like that. I like that song. I always have liked that song. It's kind of cool, just really cool. Thursdays are weird, guys, because I don't get much sleep on Wednesday night. So, you know, that's how it flies. And you just... it must not be that much of a problem because I'm still here and so are you. So there we go. I have one my sister sent me.
Oh.
And it's, I do not remember hearing too many songs by this band. They had a couple of albums. You never heard them. You know, kind of like where we're playing seldom heard Elvis songs.
Yeah.
This is one of the songs that I hadn't heard. And my sister was evidently listening to their album because there it was. This one's called Redbone. It is singing Wovoka. And they are a Native American band. So that's where it comes from. This is called Wovoka.
In the moon of the fallen leaves,
Wovoka
appeared one day. He had come from the land of spirits with a message of prophecy. The flood will come and save you next spring when the good times come. From the lake of the pyramids,
Wovoka
was heard to say,
all people must dance, keep on dancing, keep on dancing. All people must sing, keep on singing, keep on singing for the good times to come.
Fire, let your spirit be suspended.
Wovoka
said, live again. From the car of the iron horse they saw,
Wovoka,
to the dance with the ghost and say,
all people must dance, keep on dancing, keep on dancing. All people must sing, keep on singing, keep on singing for the good times to come.
One that I had never heard. Yeah, there's a lot of those, but there's a lot of songs that don't get played very much, and this is one of them. It's Elvis singing a song called Mr. Songman.
Here's another dime for you, Mr. Songman. Sing the loneliness, a broken dream away. If you can, yes, it's only me and you, Mr. Songman. Take away the night, sing away my birds, Mr. Songman. In your eye, recover. Behind your walls of glass, you keep staring back at me like a memory from the past. Won't you sing me away to a summer night? Let me hold you in my arms again. I know memory is not reliving, but at least it's not the end. So here's another dime for you, Mr. Songman. Sing.
broken dreams away. If you can, yes, it's only me and you, Mr. Sunman. Won't you take away the night, sing away my hurt, Mr. Sunman. Won't you sing me away to a summer night? Let me hold her in my arms again. Take away the night, sing away my hurt, Mr. Sunman.
There you go. Have you heard that one before?
No.
I hadn't either. And I thought, okay, that goes on Seldom Heard because I haven't heard it before.
Yeah.
And I liked it. There are so many that we just haven't heard before.
No, terrible, isn't it? Sad.
I know. It's just, well, we're taking care of that. We are. Yeah.
You are.
We're taking care of that. We're playing those songs that we haven't heard before or hear very seldom. We're taking care of that. We're gonna get them in there, and everybody's gonna hear them. So here's one by the Four Tops from the 1960s. At some point, my sister sent me this one, "Sugar Pie, Honey Bunch." Can't help myself.
Yeah.
Boy bands.
Yeah.
Back then they were quartets and quintets, show bands. They just they didn't play their own instruments, but they performed as a cohesive unit. They had the choreography and everything, the choreography and the matching tuxedos or suits. They were flashy, you know, for then. But it was so cool to watch them, to watch the choreography, and to think how much work went into getting all of those guys to do the same moves at the same time and get them all together synchronized. It's like synchronized swimming, you know, yeah. Which I don't know how they do that either. You can't hear underwater very well. But it was just really neat to watch these guys on stage doing their moves and their turns. And it was cool. If you get a chance to watch some videos of those guys performing, do it, because it's awesome. It's awesome. Another Elvis song. You know, we just need our Elvis fix. You know, we need this. We need this. And this is one that I believe we don't hear very often. He did do it. A couple of years ago, I did it. But he does it better, you know. No question. First time ever I saw your face.
Oh, nice one.
Oh, yeah. Just think about it. The first time.
Yeah.
Wow.
The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, the moon and the stars were the gifts you gave us to the dark, and the endless skies, my love, to the first time on water ever I kissed your mouth, I felt the earth move in my head, like the trembling heart of a captive bird.
You got this one.
That was there at my command, my love. That was there at my command.
Everybody lay out here except David Briggs. Same.
And the first time ever I lay, felt your heartbeat so close to mine, I knew a joy would fill the earth and would last till the end.
Yeah. I like his little woo at the end. I think that's cool.
I love
he was into that, boy. And you could feel it. You know, you could just feel it. Mm. Yeah. That'd be a cool song to sing to somebody. That'd be awesome. And there's a few others. There's no shortage. No shortage. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Take your pick. And there you go. Anyway. Hey, you know what? I've only got like 5.5 minutes left already.
Yeah.
But I am so, so jacked that this worked today and that we had a real show for the first time in, what, a week?
Yeah, brilliant.
If you count the mic being out, it's been 2 weeks. But it was wonderful to actually have it working. And we lost Susan about 3-4 songs back. But she's been listening. So that was, you know, expected. Not liked, but expected. Not her fault. It's Blog Talk's fault. There you go. Right there. It's Blog Talk's. Everything is Blog Talk's fault. Just, you know, Carl Perkins probably works for Blog Talk.
I bet he does, yes.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. No wonder it doesn't work right. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you, Anne, for being willing to take the chance and come in, let me know the mic was working, and for helping me to keep in contact with the chat and figure out that they could hear the show as well. That was wonderful. I don't know if the link got posted to the groups and stuff, but John's usually really, really Johnny on the spot with that. John is Johnny on the spot. Okay. That wasn't planned. It kind of fell together, but that's good. I'm hoping he maybe got that planted so that more people could listen to it. But I'm going to go in a little bit once the recording is ready and post the link to say, you know, we did it. We had the show, but we weren't sure, so we didn't post the link beforehand. Please, this time, understand and go listen to the recorded show. It's there. It's ready. And for as many of you as were able to make the live show, thank you very much for taking a chance and doing so. And it's onward and upward to better things, kids. Now, for Saturday and Sunday, I will post a link, and we'll see if she flies.
Yes.
Can't work because I just don't trust TCB at this point in time. But who knows? Maybe I'll do like I did last Sunday. I'll prepare it on both networks and go for TCB. If TCB doesn't work, we'll roll into great rock and roll. So we'll just, you know, adapt. Be flexible. Adapt. I'm flexible. I can adapt. Oh, God, I didn't really say that, did I? Anyway... We can't get through a whole show without something falling out of my mouth. Anyhow, thank you so, so much, everybody that did make it. I really appreciate you. And thank you, John, for all of your help. Honey, you don't know how much I appreciate you. Maybe someday I can clue you in. That would be wonderful. Right now, we're going to end the show here with Eric Clapton doing After Midnight. From 1986, somewhere back there anyway, After Midnight.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, honey. We'll see you soon.
My pleasure.
suspicion of it. Gonna find out what it is all about.